With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Milton has forced more than 1 million people to evacuate in Florida as it's expected to blow ashore tonight as a Category 3 hurricane.
Some isolated totals could be right along this I-4 corridor, could reach as high as 18 inches. And so there is a high risk of what we call flash flooding.
That is Dr. Michael Brennan at the National Hurricane Center. Meanwhile, Norman Hall reports Florida residents are already making their preparations or heading for higher ground.
Crews and residents in the Tampa Bay region have been working furiously to clear debris from Hurricane Helene to prevent it from becoming Hurricane Milton's projectiles. Clearwater Beach resident Angel Entwistle says Helene sent water into her garage and Milton has her worried.
Losing everything. Not having a house to come back to.
Tampa Bay hasn't been hit directly by a major hurricane since 1921. Entwistle says some had sought to reassure her after surviving Helene.
How many people have said to me, you just went through a big storm. What are the chances that it's going to happen again anytime soon?
I'm Norman Hall.
Also at SRNnews.com, at least 18 people are dead after Israel hit Gaza.
Two strikes hit tents for displaced people in the urban Nusayrat and Berej refugee camps in central Gaza. The bodies of 9 people, including 3 children, were brought to the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital in the nearby town of Deir el-Balah. An Associated Press journalist saw the bodies at the morgue. On Tuesday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel has killed the successor to the head of Hezbollah, while the militant group's acting leader promised more fighting in southern Lebanon. I'm Charles Tillodesma.
Could be a slow start on Wall Street right now. Dow futures are down by 44 points. NASDAQ futures are off by 24. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans are worried about FEMA these days. Michael Harrington explains why.
Even as the Federal Emergency Management Agency is being questioned about its performance in the wake of Hurricane Helene, video has surfaced of a meeting in which FEMA officials discussed so-called disaster equity. The managers talked about how relief should be directed first to LGBT people because they are, quote, already struggling. Americans all along the political spectrum are expressing concern about FEMA altering its mission to satisfy the demands of radicals. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new report on Eritrea by International Christian Concern calls it the North Korea of Africa for its persecution of believers. Obviously, a reference to North Korea, often considered the most repressive country in the world for Christians. The ICC study finds that, quote, Baptists and Pentecostals experience the harshest treatment. They are subject to arrest and forced indefinite and brutal military labor. This is SRN News. Methamphetamine is showing up more and more in people who've died from heat-related causes.
An Associated Press analysis of data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has found that meth is showing up more often as a factor in deaths from heat-related causes. Death certificates show about 1 in 5 heat-related deaths in recent years involved meth. And in Arizona, Texas, Nevada, and California, officials found meth in nearly 1/3 of heat-related deaths in 2023. Methamphetamine is a stimulant that increases body temperature, impairs the brain's ability to regulate body heat, and makes it harder for the heart to compensate for extreme heat. I'm Donna Water.
More than a dozen states and the District of Columbia have filed lawsuits against TikTok. They're alleging the popular short-form video app is designed to be addictive to children and harms young people's mental health. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.